out at the 2025 Farm Progress Show, Decatur, Illinois. Great weather for it. Chad Baker for WITY over at the Illinois Soybean Association spread here on the grounds. And got Brenna Sintel, who is a communication specialist with Illinois Soybean Association. Brenna, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what Illinois Soy is doing out here on the grounds, spreading that message for folks here at the 2025 Farm Progress Show.
Yeah, so our whole theme this year is your demand destination. We're bringing ROI back to farmers right here on the main stage. We have speakers lined up every single day to talk about what ISA is investing in on their behalf and kind of just showing them where their dollars are going every day.
Right now, soybeans kind of the saving grace in the markets, although they've had a little bit of a downturn here as of late. They haven't had the sharp downturn that corn or wheat has had. But right now, got a lot of folks thinking really about that power of the investment in soybeans.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really important to make sure that we're investing in the right things to drive that demand up. I mean, more demand, more value, and that's going to help all of our farmers everywhere.
Absolutely. What do you look forward to in this show, both from the vendor standpoint and then from the personal standpoint?
I think it's just really fun to meet different people and hear their stories and find out how they're connected to us. I think there's a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to be a part of the checkoff, and I think getting to have those conversations with them face to face and kind of explain to them what we're doing every day on their behalf really kind of solidifies our bond with them and kind of builds that trust for them.
And then from a personal standpoint, is there somewhere out here that you like to migrate to go check out? I know there's so much out here. Something that Brenna gravitates to.
Oh, I love heading over to the Farm Bureau booth. They always have ice cream for us, and they always give it to us, and I love the ice cream that they have for us.
Can't beat free ice cream. Although on a day like today when it was a little cooler this morning, maybe a little later in the day before I had to reach out to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hope that it gets a little bit warmer. That way we can head over there and cool off with it.
Illinois Soybeans' mission here moving forward, it's an ever-changing landscape. We know that here in the heartland, it's business as usual, but with the world market being what it is there kind of that message being sent out to just stay the course? Is Illinois Soybean recommending farmers to do any particular things right now in the face of where the markets are going?
I think just keep doing what they're doing, keep planting the soybeans, and it'll come back around. It always does.
Well, Brenna, I want to thank you for spending some time with us talking out here. I know you're very, very busy, so just to get a couple minutes away. You've taken some pictures today. Anything amazing that you've caught so far?
Oh, yeah. Lots of conversations, lots of interactions with people. It's always great to be behind the scenes and get those photos of things.
For folks that want to reach out to you or to anybody at Illinois Soybean Association, best way of doing that?
You can email me at brenna.sentel@illsoy.org.
Well, Brenna, thanks for spending some time with us, and have fun here at the 2025 Farm Progress Show.
You too.
That is Brenna Sintel. She's communication specialist with Illinois Soybean Association. We have more reports coming up from the 2025 Farm Progress Show. Chad Baker for WITY.